Good morning, sir. What is your name, sir?
Ben Chelsea.
Okay. Wait one second, sir. Okay, sir, we're going to begin very shortly with your hearing. The Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse will serve as the lead panelist for your hearing this morning. We're going to ask that, so I'm going to turn the meeting over to her, and then once she's done the introductions, then we will try to patch in the other doctor. We'll just do our preliminaries first, because sometimes the doctor has other appointments. So at this time, the Honorable Ms. E.L. Rittenhouse will begin by conducting your hearing, sir. Thank you so very much, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse.
Good morning, Dr. Priscilla. Could you please start by stating your full name and your ADC number again, just for the record? Okay, thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, and this is for a commutation phase two hearing, and this is based on imminent danger of death. And that's the purpose for the hearing today. I'd like to introduce you to the board that's conducting the hearing. If you look to your right on the video screen, all the way to the end, you have the Honorable Lou Quinones. Right next to him is the Honorable David Neal. Right in the center here is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. He's our board chairman. And to my right over here is the Honorable Michael Johnson. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the lead. I'll just conduct the hearing. It looks like you are serving a five-year sentence right now for burglary in the third degree. Is that correct, sir? Okay. And it looks like you, the offense occurred on October 17th of 2013, and it involved a safe that was stolen from a church's chicken. Is that right, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you had restitution of $2,200. I think that was for damage to the door of the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you started paying on that restitution at all?
Yes, ma'am. I have.
Okay. Is it completely paid or partially or?
Partially paid.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's very good. Sometimes people don't pay attention to that, and that's good that you did. Okay. Looks like in your commutation application, you're requesting 1 year and 5 month reduction in your sentence, and that would amount to time served, essentially, if the governor would grant this commutation. Otherwise, your sentence ending date would be January 21st of 2019. Okay. You've been before the board before for a commutation phase one hearing in November of 2016, but at that time it was not passed to phase two. Let's see. You have a pretty lengthy criminal history, and you do include, let me check again, you have several prison terms there. Okay, yes, you've had quite a few prison terms. It looks like in your criminal history, starting back in 1982, you had a weapons charge that resulted in jail, narcotics sales, possession of narcotics that wound up being a probation violation, another shoplifting that resulted in jail. Your probation was revoked at that point, and you served prison time. That was one of your prison terms. Burglary third degree, for which you received a 2.5 year sentence. Burglary third degree, a 2 year sentence. Marijuana possession, you received probation. Burglary in third degree, and possession of burglary tools, for which you received 2.5 years. So, most of your criminal history, huh? Yes, sir.
I'm being hidden.
sorry?
I'm sorry.
Well, we'll see if we can turn our volume up. Is that it? Is that better? Is that a little better? Okay. And there's some noise in the room behind you, too. Is it possible to close a door so you can...
Okay, so
there's a lot of background noise, radios, and they can close the door.
Yes, can you hear me now? Okay, and is it possible to close the door because there's a whole lot of noise in the background so that we can hear we're recording this or hear the kind of once he's back on the phone and close the door? We would certainly appreciate it.
Okay, so now, is that better? We're going to try to get rid of the background noise too. That might help you. Is that better now?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, we want to make sure you can hear. Okay, so at this point, I've just pretty much gone through your criminal history. Looks like in prison, you've had a few violations in discipline. You had a major and a gun murder in 2016, and that was for assault on an inmate. Do you remember what happened during that? Then you also have a couple of other minor. There's a minor in March of 17, and a minor in May of 16. Okay, but otherwise, discipline looks pretty good. Looks like you've been involved in some programming, functional literacy, design for living, cultural diversity, thinking for change, and the pre-release, and horticulture. So you've been involved in programming, sir. Okay. All right. Can you tell the board why where would you plan to go if this were to pass to face, if the governor were to approve this? Where would you go to live?
I would go to my sister's house.
And where does your sister live?
4652 South 17th Way.
46, what was it again, I'm sorry?
4652 South 17th Way.
South 17th Way. In Phoenix?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
Sure. That's helpful. And so that would be with your sister. And you have... it looks like you're 56, is that right? 56 years old?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right. So, do you have income, sir, or?
I have a job. My nephew has a body shop that I run the parts department.
Okay, sir. All right. How are you feeling today? I mean, we're here because you have several medical conditions that are pretty serious. How are you feeling today?
Today I feel pretty good. Actually, I feel good because I had a chance to come back to the board because But today, I feel pretty good. The more stairs that it can, they hit drain, I had to walk up two sides of stairs, and then it did kind of drain. But today, I feel pretty good.
Well, good. That's a good thing. So you talked about actually working in an auto body shop. Are you still able to get around them a little bit? I mean, I know the stairs kind of wore you out, but...
As it is, we're going to get stronger and stronger. And I think that as we come to the time we got, that we still have to work in, I believe we're around.
Okay. So what kinds of treatment do you have? It looks like you have, you might have to have dialysis. Do you have dialysis?
Mm-hmm.
And how many days a week do you have that?
3 days?
Okay.
3 days a week.
Okay. And you also, it looks like you're being treated for blood disease, sir?
Yes.
Okay.
Multiple myeloma.
Okay, sir. So you have to have transfusions quite often? Okay, once a month or so. Okay. I'm making a couple of notes here, sir. One time a week. Week dialysis. All right, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this point. Anyone have? Mr. Johnson has a question for you. Oh, sorry. Forgot what's your name.
Good morning, sir. I'm just trying to make sure that I'm right and taking notes at the same time. But did you say that when you get out, you're going to be working?
Yes.
Okay, and you're not sure if you're going to be able to work because you have a job waiting for you to get out?
I do have a job waiting for me. I'm just not sure whether I'm going to be sure to maintain the job.
Okay. According to the information in your packet, you said that you're going to be living with your sister at 4653 South 17th Bay. But I also see some information in there that says that, and I believe it's your wife who currently works at a group home, and you would come stay at the group home where she worked at, and when she was not at the group home, you would be at her home at 305 East Southern Avenue, apartment number 2. So which is the truth of where you would actually be staying, sir?
I understand.
Okay, according to the information inside of your release plan, it says that, and I believe it's your wife, I could be wrong, I'm not quite sure.
It says
that your wife currently works at a group home. And then you would come stay with her at the group home. And when she was not at the group home, that you would be at her house at 305 East Southern Avenue, apartment number 2. So if you just stated that you say that you were going to be staying with your sister at 4653 South 17th Way, I'm just trying to understand which one is the location where you would be staying.
The correct location would be with my wife. My sister is, I guess we can say, the person that the mission everything that we correct in your life. But my wife is where we are still.
So, what would you be? Would you be living at the group home, or would you just be at the group home with your wife?
I would be at the group home with my wife. I would be in there.
You what? You want to be living there?
Yeah, I want. So can we make arrangements to where I can at the stadium, and I can be adjusted.
Gallows.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Quinones has a question.
Thank you, Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Sewell, can you hear me clearly? I'm going to ask you a very direct, and I don't mean it to be cold question, but how much longer do you think you have to live?
Probably about 2 or 3 months.
Thank you, sir. I have no further questions.
Thank you. So, Mr. Sewell, I'm still trying to get straight kind of what Mr. Johnson was asking. What's the address where you'll be living?
The address?
Well, your wife is here, sir, so I can ask her what the address will be when it's time for her to speak.
Okay,
so, well, I think at this point, unless there are any more, Dr. Wayne's question?
Thank you. So, now, how long have you been married, sir?
Approximately 5 or 6 years.
5 or 6 years, and... it's still a little confusing, I'm sure, after we talk to your wife and your sister and others, it will be cleared up. But I'm still a little confused on where you're going to reside. Are you going to reside with your sister or with your wife? One or the other. You can't reside with, well, you can, but for our purposes, we need to know exactly where would you reside. Would it be with your sister or would it be with your wife, sir?
It would be my wife.
Okay, it could be with your wife. Okay, and that would be part-time at this group home and part-time at your wife's home. Am I correct, sir?
The group home would be while she's at work. I would be there with her to help her and to try to work and to live while she's at work.
Okay, sir. Now, you indicated, sir, and please don't take it out of context, but we have to try to get the facts. We're really just trying to get to know you. And I want to follow up on the question that the Honorable Mr. Quinones asked a few moments ago in terms of how long you plan to, if things work out or don't work out, how long you plan to survive, to live. And you indicated 3-4 months. But yet, by the same token, you've been talking about having a job. So how can you plan for a job so if you're not going to survive that long, sir?
Well, I plan on surviving as long as you are in it. I don't know how long I'm going to plan for me. I just do what I have to do until he calls me.
Okay. Well, we know that none of us know how long we're going to survive, you know, I mean, that's true of all of us. We don't know whether we're going to survive the rest of the day or whether we're around 10, 15, 20, 30 years from now. So you're absolutely right on that one. But I'm just trying to get to, you know, trying to get to know you just a little better. How often, and we'll get an answer on this later, but how often do you see the doctor, sir?
I see the doctor approximately every other day.
Every other day. And that is Dr. James Smith, A-N-G? Is that A-N-G? That's who you see? That's your doctor, sir? Do you have any other doctors that you see on a regular basis, sir?
There's about 4 other doctors that I do see.
Okay.
And they come in and they take blood and test to each other what's going on in my life and so on and so forth.
Okay, sir. Now, there's another concern that I have, and you indicated a few moments ago that you were only notified of this hearing this week, so you didn't know that this hearing was coming up prior to this past Monday, sir? So how were you notified this past Monday that the hearing was coming up?
I got a letter in the mail yesterday. Mr. Evening said that I had a problem with Kingston Group yesterday afternoon about 7 o'clock.
Okay, now I think I'm looking at the wrong piece of paper here. I did take note that, I guess it was not you, someone on your behalf, that signed a document that you, this document was signed all the way back on May 29 of 2018, but they didn't tell you when the hearing was going to be held. Nobody told you prior to this week.
Let
me ask just one other question, then I'll stop them and let them share. I'm just trying to get a better understanding of what we're dealing with here. Now, as you know, and has already been stated by our lead, Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, the governor, if this board saw fit to make a recommendation to the governor would make that determination. The board does not have the final say. The board can or cannot, may or may not, make a recommendation to the governor. And I'm trying to get clear in my mind, why are you here? And by that I mean, are you here for an imminent danger of death, or are you here for a regular commutation here in phase two, which is a different, because, and I'm trying to get a feel just so that I will know when I have to vote, and other board members will know, maybe they already know, but I don't. Which one are you here for in your mind? Are you here because you're in that danger of death, or that you're going to, it is predicted, as you stated, and I agree with you, none of us know when we're going to die, or are you here to be considered, you know, for a phase two hearing? And I'm just a little confused on that, sir. And how many kids do you have, sir? How many kids do you have, sir?
Two,
okay. And so, well, you want to take care of them and your wife. How old are your kids, sir?
I have one is 27 and one is 17.
Okay, sir. And I also take note that you have a couple of brothers. Do you have contact with your brothers, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, who is this Jessica Ruben? Who is that? That's a friend? That's a friend of yours?
Yes.
What's the relationship? I mean, just a close friend, a friend of your wife?
A close friend. A close friend to my wife.
Okay. Well, I'm going to stop at this time, but thank you so very much. You've been very helpful, sir. Thank you so very much, Rittenhouse.
Well, Dr. Wright, I think it's probably time that we call Dr. Chang and get some medical. Mr. Sewell, we're going to talk to your doctor. We would call him now and see him or her. I'm not sure if it's a man or a woman, Dr. Chang. It's a man? Okay. We'll give him a call and see if we can get him on the line here.
Thank you. sorry I missed your call. I don't want to miss your message. So please leave your name and number, and I will get back to you as soon as I am able.
Yes, we're starting to restart the
chain. Dr. Stone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Yes.
To leave a callback number, press 5.
Yes, this is Arizona Board of Executive Commerce City, and we were trying to reach Dr. Chain, and we were given your number. If this is his office, please give us a call back. Have him give us a call back at 602-542-5656. Thank you so very much, and please have a great day, and thank you so very much. And if this is the wrong number, I sincerely apologize. Thank you. Okay, let me try it.
Your call. I don't want to miss your message. So please leave your name and number, and I will get back.
We are trying to get Dr. Chang for this hearing this morning, and this number apparently is not his number. Do you have a number for Dr. Robinson, and maybe we can call him and see if he can give us the correct number?
Yes, let me look him up real quick.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. Dr. Robertson, where'd he go? Okay. Thought I had a phone number for him.
Yes,
who is the inmate?
Inmate is Mr. Sewell, S-U-E-L-L, imminent danger of death.
Okay, I don't have anything on him.
Well, we do. We were scheduled for hearing this morning at 8:30.
Yeah, no, you guys do. I don't, because it was Renee and Daisy have been doing that.
Yes. Well, if we can get Dr. Robinson's number, then we could at least try to talk to him.
Okay. Let me try to find that for you.
Okay, thank you so much.
I will bring it in, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody see another number for a doctor?
The number that's on the release is the same. Yes, the same number.
Yeah, maybe while we were trying to do that, I could ask if Mr. Sewell's wife wanted to speak. Ms. Willis, would you like to, while we're trying to get that, we might as well not waste the time and hear from you if we could. Thank you so much for coming. And if you'd just start by stating your name for the record. Thank you. Okay, and what would you like to tell the board?
Well, the person wants to know, Randy had no idea that it feels
so warm. Oh, you feel the format.
Because the first time he had gone to apply for medical tenancy, he was denied because they said it had to be within 4 months of death,
right,
and 2 years had served the sentence, and that hadn't taken place. But since then, Major Scott had informed me that I could apply for medical tenancy, and that's why I applied for it. He doesn't know what was actually on the paper. haven't had a chance to talk to him. Because each time I've gone to visit him, the days have changed from first was the weekend, then on the Tuesdays, I didn't know that. So when I would go to see him, I wasn't able to talk to him personally. I didn't tell him that. But as far as his living situation would be, I work at a group home, but I also live there. I live there Tuesday through Thursday. I live there, I stay there overnight. And then the other days I go home. And my nephew is the one that he's referring to that he's going to be working with. He's not going to give him a full-time job like he had last time. Just help him out a little bit more in there. Because I don't know if he's physically able to work a full-time job the way he used to. And,
so what is the address of the group? Like your address and the group home. We just need those two. Did you say 2638?
South Holbrook Lane. It's called Martha Ann's Room House.
Okay, South Holbrook.
It's a family business, my friend.
Okay, and that's in Phoenix?
No, it's in Tempe.
Tempe, okay.
Tempe.
And what's your address?
305 East Southern
Avenue. 305 East Southern.
And that's located
in Phoenix. Okay, thank you so much for that, because we do need to know that. So if the governor were to grant this clemency, then Mr. Sewell would come to stay with you.
Yes.
And when you go over to the group home, he could go over and stay there with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And would you be prepared to, if he... You know, if he ultimately started to need more care, what have you thought that through?
I'm able to do that. I've been working with my health care department for as long as I
can. Oh, so you're a medical
yes.
person yourself. Okay. Oh, that's relief.
And then my two friends would help me if I needed help.
Okay, so you'd have that support too. Okay. All right. And he looks like he's pretty ambulatory. I mean, he's getting around, right, for now anyway. If he went up two flights of stairs, I think he's probably getting around. So as far as transporting from the prison to your place, would you be able to take care of that? Looks like he could just ride in a car. I'm no doctor, but it looks like he could just ride in a car. Sometimes people are in worse shape and they have to have an ambulance or some other medical transport. Okay. Are there any questions from other board members as well?
My question is, I know you're a medical person yourself, but from your perspective, now how long has he been seriously ill?
I would say past 6 months he's really taken his toll. It's been about 2 years now he's been sick, but the last 6 months has really taken a toll on him because he's been in the hospital. And the doctor had called me and informed me that his lifespan had no more than 4 months left, and I was telling him that he was going to be released in October of 2018, I had thought, but he said he wouldn't make it to him after. So that's why I put up the phone for imminent danger.
So the doctor said about 6 months ago he wouldn't make it until
yes.
October. He had only a few months to survive. I'm sorry to be the one to ask these questions, but if we're going to send something to the governor, we have to know what we're doing. He applied to this board, about 2 years ago, and this board denied him at that point. But he applied that time for imminent danger of death or just for a regular parole?
It was just for regular early release.
Okay. And you just stated, ma'am, and little pieces of paper running around here, and my colleagues, they keep up with these little pieces of paper much better than I do. But you said that he is scheduled from what you know or you've been told, he's scheduled to, provided that he survived, because if we all agree that none of us know how long we're going to survive, but provided that he survived, that he is scheduled to be released in October. Is that your understanding? Just speak up just a little bit. I'm just trying to make sure.
He's released in the year 2018.
And not in January 19th.
Not unless it changes in the past month or so.
Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure that I understand. I'm just a little confused myself.
Because this is showing 2019.
Yes, ma'am. I'm a little confused. But please go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
Totally other problems.
I'm just trying to make sure I understand what we're dealing with.
That was completely right. I just, you know, want to make sure with Ms. Willis that, you know, that you're able to, that it sounds like you have the capacity to take care of him. And you take him with you to the group home, so he's always got somebody with him.
Okay. Let me just ask this now. I just want to make sure I understand. I'm learning now. Now, the group home where you are employed, did I hear you correct now? Is that family owned? Is that your family that owns that one? Okay, so that's your family. And the body shop, that's also your family's business, place of business. So, is you co-owner of the group home or home, or you just work for family members? And which family member is?
My sister owned it, and she passed away last October. She let it to me, and he runs it, and I help him run it because he owns a body shop. He rather spend most of his time there. I run the group home, but I'm not the manager, I'm not the owner, but co-owner.
Well, we're sorry to hear about your sister. Please accept our apologies as it relates to your sister. I'm not going to ask anything else at this time, but...
Thank you, sir. But Mr. Johnson has a question.
I tell you, I'm just a little bit confused. Okay, if he has 5 months to live, he's on imminent death. Death is the imminent death hearing. But I hear you saying that he's going to stay at the group home 4 or 5 days out of the week, and then he's going to stay at your apartment the rest of the time. I'm just trying to understand, if he's that sick, how is he going to stay, you know, at a facility at the group home? And if he gets, like, hospice, how's he going to do hospice if he has to go back, if he's going back and forth in there?
Well, if he has to do hospice, I can arrange hospice to come to the home, because hospice is open to
him. Right. So if he gets sick, are you going to be able to take out work, or who's going to be there with him if he has to be at the home, at hospice?
Just so that we can make sure that everything is on record.
Yes. So go ahead and please state your name. Just repeat the question. Take body.
My name is Valerie Padilla, and I work with Ms. Sewell. With Michelle. And we, the group home is for elderly. So we care for the elderly. So he would be cared for actually by us. And if he had to go to hospice, he wouldn't leave the hospice. The hospices would be the final place he would be. But it would be here for her support also. So he would be cared for at all places. I also live next door to her. So we go to work together. We work together. And we live next door to each other. So she would always have support. So would he.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Cunyans.
Thank you, Your Honor, Ms. Rittenhouse. I don't mean to complicate this, and this is amongst the board, and I know that he's not part of this, but we have an in-house community corrections officer. I just want some clarification, or looking for clarification, if somebody can help me. He has a community service begin date on Ames of January 21st, 2019, but in his sentencing time computation information, he has an absolute of January 21st, 2019. So somewhere along the way, has that changed? Because the absolute's absolute, correct? That's it.
And looking at Ames right now?
Yes, sir.
What is active right now is an absolute discharge with no TR on 1/21/2019.
Okay, at least I know what the right date is. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Ms. Witness.
Mr.
I also checked the ABC website, which has the exact same date.
If you could go back to the store, I would not make it the date October, but I haven't seen it on any. It's the October. That's why I was saying that we had less than 5 months, or less than 4 months to live, because of the time they sit on his thing on the DOC side. In the DVD, he was on the DOC.
It says it was last updated on 5/26/18. So it's possible that it changed.
All right, and did you want to testify also? Please state your name.
My name is Jessica Rubio. Michelle and I have been friends for a long time. And she had all the support she needed from me to help her with Brandy's care. And if she ever needed time off my schedule at my work, I can change my schedule anytime.
Okay.
So I work sometimes in the morning, sometimes very dark, you know, because I do commercial cleaning.
Okay.
And so my schedule is pretty open, and I can do anything to help her with Randy.
Okay.
And at the group home, there is a room just for the caregiver, so it's not like he's out in with the other people or whatever. He'd be with her and, you know, whatever. If I was there, you know, we're there 24/7. If she needed, you know, I mean, I can take my care of her all the time.
Okay. All right, thank you so much.
I also can't accept that the Alice is with my brother-in-law who lives directly across the street. He goes to Alice a few times a week and then the rent for the next month. I have contacted a few of them, but I couldn't give enough information because I didn't know what to tell him other than that he's going to be in dialysis.
Okay. Okay. Any more questions from board members? Okay, thank you all so much.
Madam, let me see if I can get Dr. Robinson.
Well, we've got over here.
Go ahead and remember.
Okay, get the next one. Okay, thank you.
Forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 6024212714 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Dr. Robinson, we hope that this is your number. This is sent to you by Arizona Board of Executive Commission, and we are currently in a hearing for Mr. Sewell, 08-8352, and we are trying to reach Dr. Chang, and apparently the number that's been presented to the board is not the right number. We're just trying to get a number so we can speak with him. So if you get this message within the next few moments, please give us a call back at 602-542-5656. Thank you so very much, sir, and I'm going to try your other number, sir. Thank you. Arizona Board of Executive Commission, I did leave a message on your other phone. But we're trying to get a number for Dr. Chang, C-H-A-N-G, and apparently the number that we have provided is not correct. So if you get this message within the next few moments, please give our office a call at 602-542-5656. 602-542-5656. Thank you so very much, sir. And please have a great morning. Thank you, sir. And I apologize for calling back again, but this is the number that we had been given for Dr. Chang, C-H-A-N-G. We are talking with one of his patients, and it's very important that we have this discussion with the doctor. So if this is the correct number, please give us a call back. I have him to give us a call back at 602-542-5656. That's 602-542-5656. Thank you so very much, and we look forward to hearing from you or from the doctor. Thank you. And that is the number that Dr. Watson provided to us, so I'm not sure what we, what's going on here.
Mr. Chairman, I'm just at a point where I can't proceed with this hearing without medical testing, so I just ask you for your advice on how to proceed.
My advice at this time, and we are where we are at this time, is that we continue this hearing until we are able to get the appropriate information from the doctor and as well as anyone else who wants to. I'm not sure what went wrong here because Dr. Robinson did use his the good graces of his office this time, and he gave us the number. And we tried that number at least on three different occasions. But to answer your question from our perspective, but I'm willing to listen to other board members, I think we should continue this hearing at this time.
Mr. Kenyon?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Williams. I just have a quick question for Mr. Sewell.
Sure.
Mr. Sewell?
Yes?
I know we asked you about your position earlier, but do you know who Dr. Chang is?
Yes, sir.
And Dr. Chang is a male physician.
Yes, he's one of the physicians.
Oh, thank you. I was wondering if maybe you were mixing up physicians because there's six of them. So I wasn't sure if you knew if.
It's not six of them.
And Dr. Chang is a male. And Dr. Chang is a male.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, sir. Sorry. Thank you.
All right. Well, Mr. Sewell, because we need medical testimony from your doctor to be able to make a decision, we're at this point, we're going to have to continue this hearing, and that means reschedule for a future date. I'm not sure what the timing would be on that, but you will be notified, and I apologize. But we do need testimony of the doctor who's treating you for this. So at this point, I just will state that this hearing is continued, and you'll be notified when it will be rescheduled.
Okay.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much, and we thank you all, and I apologize for that, but we will have another hearing. We won't have to go through all of this. We'll save our notes, so it won't be starting from scratch the second time.
Would it be okay if I I understand.
We'll attempt on this end to get a hold of the doctors. And try to find some doctors.
Thank you
ever so much. We really appreciate it. And the hearing is concluded.
Thank you.